奉主耶稣圣名，来继续查考道理。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we continue to study God's words.
我们下午来谈在神的殿中的感谢和醒悟。
This afternoon, we will discuss the topic Thanksgiving and understanding in the temple of God.
我们来到神的家就是教会，我们享受神的慈爱。
When we come to the house of God, which is this church, we are enjoying in God's love.
特别在这个冬天下雪的日子，我们坐在会堂里，我们事实上是很感谢，也很有福气的。
Especially in the snowy winter day, we sit in the chapel and we should be full of thanksgiving because we are blessed.
这也是一个美好的时间来思想我们所该做的事。
This is also a wonderful time to think about what we should do.
我们今天如果都不要做什么事，坐在这里，时间也会过，等一下天黑。
Even if we don't do anything today, we sit here, it will be dark outside later.
也就是说时间它不会等人的。
Which is to say, time waits for no one.
每一分一秒就一直过去。
Every minute, every second passes by.
等一下太阳出来，等一下不久这个太阳就落下。
The sun rises and the sun sets.
所以现在冬天的时间白天的时段很短。
In the winter, the day is short.
其实有时候我们都还来不及做什么事，就天黑了。
Sometimes we don't have time to do much, and it's already dark out.
所以我们需要真的是利用把握时间来做神要我们做的事。
So we must take advantage of our time and do what God wants us to do.
我们请来看诗篇四十八篇。
Let us turn to Psalms chapter 48.
诗篇四十八篇。
Psalms chapter 48.
请读第九节。
Let us read verse 9.
我们来第八节开始读，请读第八节。
Let's start from verse 8.
诗篇四十八篇第八节。
Psalms chapter 48, verse 8.
我们在万军之主的城中，就是我们神的城中，所看见的，正如我们所听见的，神必坚立这城，直到永远。
Verse 8, as we have heard, so we have seen, in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, God will establish it forever.
第九节。
Verse 9.
神啊，我们在你的殿中想念你的慈爱。
9. We have thought, O God, on your loving kindness in the midst of your temple.
第十节。
10.
神啊，你受的赞美正与你的名相称，直到地极，你的右手满了公义。
10. According to your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness.
这是诗篇的作者他到神的殿里面去，就是神的城。他的心情也是他的立志。
This records the feelings and the determination of the authors of the psalm when they entered the city and the temple of God.
他来到，他很清楚的是来到万军之主的城中。
He is clear that this is the city of the Lord of hosts.
这就是神的城，今天来说就是神的教会。
This is the city of God, which is in today's terms, church.
神的教会也是神的圣殿。
And the church of God is also God's holy temple.
因为这个殿在神的城里面。
Because this temple is in the city of God.
所以在旧约圣经我们看到神的城或者是神的殿都跟现在的教会有关系的。
So in the Old Testament, when we see the city of God or the temple of God, it is connected to our church today.
他说我们在你的城中所看见的所听正如我们所听见的这是我们看到的我们感受到的跟我们所听所闻的是一样。
So it says here, as we have heard, so we have seen in the city of the Lord of hosts. So we hear and see the same thing.
我们今天来到教会不知道我们第一次来的朋友，我们所看见的是不是跟我们所听见的一样？
Today we come to church and wonder whether our newcomers they see and hear the same thing.
当我们来到教会，我们所期待的是什么
？When we come to church, what are we expecting?
在我们的观念当中，到神的教会、到会堂、教堂里面去是要做什么呢
？In our understanding, what do we do when we come to church?
今天有一些教会其实已经不像教会了。
Today there are some churches that are no longer like churches.
因为教会已经失去了要传讲救恩的这个重点。
Because those churches has lost the key mission of spreading the gospel.
许多教会成为有一些人变成社团，大家聚在一起的一个场合而已。
a lot of churches have become just a kind of community center.
但是真正的神的教会在这里一定是让众人可以思想神的慈爱。
But the true church of God is somewhere where people can think upon God's loving kindness.
就是神引领我们的脚步来到他的城他的殿。
So God leads our footsteps into his city, into his holy temple.
我们来到有可能是有一些人邀请我们带领我们来到这里。
We might have come because someone invited us and brought us here.
但其实最终极的声音是神在我们的心里动工呼召我们，所以有神的感动，我们来到会堂。
But in reality, it is because God's work has worked upon in our hearts and touched us, so that we will come to the church.
因为如果不是神所吸引的人，不会没有人会到教会来的。
Because those who were not called by God would not come to church.
圣经在约翰福音里面，主耶稣这样子说。
In the Gospel of John, Lord Jesus Christ said.
这是我们要了解，我们今天。脚步能够来到教会，绝对不是我自己决定我要来而已。
This is a passage that helps us understand that when we come to church, it is not just based on our own decision.
约翰福音六章的第四十四节。
Let us turn to John chapter 6 verse 44.
约翰福音六章四十四节。
John chapter 6 verse 44.
若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有能到我这里来的。到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。
Verse 44, No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day.
我们再跳过去看第六十五节。
And we continue to read verse 65.
耶稣又说，所以我对你们说过，若不是蒙我父的恩赐，没有人能到我这里来。
65, And he said, Therefore I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father.
这里在告诉我们，我们的脚步其实是被神安排，让我们走到他面前。
It tells us here that our footsteps were arranged by God so that we can walk towards Him.
那天父他吸引我们脚步来他面前，目的是做什么
？So what is the purpose of our heavenly Father drawing our footsteps close to Him？
就是来到这个神的殿里面，来到他的施恩宝座，来亲自体会在他殿里面的恩典。
It is to come to his temple before his throne to experience his grace.
去了解神的国跟社会不一样。
To understand that the kingdom of God is different from the society.
来到神的城里面，我们真的可以享受平安，可以得到安息。
When we come to the city of God, we can really experience peace.
我们在这里可以得到依靠。
And we can find him who we can depend on.
我们又可以感受到在神的家里面真的是很温暖的。
And we can experience the warmth in the house of God.
所以神的家里面有小孩，有青年，有成人，有老人。
In the household of God, we have children, youth, adults, and seniors.
不管什么样的族群，不管是哪一个年纪、什么背景，他们都可以在这个神的家里面一起的这样子和睦相处，能够领受神的恩典。
Regardless of background or age, we can all come in the house of God and be at peace together and receive God's blessings.
所以我们今天蒙主的恩赐，我们来到神的城。
So today we have been blessed by God to come to His city.
在这里，我们一定要看见神就在这里。
So we must see here that God is here.
因为我们被邀请，我们是听到来到这个教会，这里很好，这里可以真的有满足那个。真的可以得到你平安喜乐。
Because we have been invited here to see and hear that we can really achieve true fulfillment and joy and peace.
这里的人都很真诚，这里真的是在传讲神的道理。
And the people here are true and genuine, and we truly preach God's gospel.
都是在敬拜神的人，每一个人都诚心实意的彼此相待，在彼此相爱。
And everyone genuinely treats others and worships God.
所以诗篇的作者。他们所写出了我们来到神的城，我们所看见的，正如我们所听见的一样。
So the author of the psalm says that we come to the city of God and we hear as we see.
所以这个就是一种体验。
So this is an experience.
所以有时候我们来到神的教会，我们会感受到真的神就在这里。
Sometimes we come to the church of God and we really experience that God is here.
我们听过许多见证，都提到有些。朋友他们第一次到教会去，就觉得说，这个真耶稣教会很不一样。
So we've heard a lot of testimonies about how people come to our church and feel that this True Jesus Church is really different.
我们小弟在负担中部的时候，有一位弟兄，他当时还在慕道。
When I was in charge of the Midwest region, there was this truth seeker.
那当时候，他其实也是在寻找信仰。
And he was seeking a faith.
他去很多不同的宗教，也不同的教会里面去的。
He went to a lot of different churches and went to a lot of different religious institutions.
但是他进去这个宗教的场合，到会堂里面去，他所听见的，他所看见的，跟他所期待的教会所应该带给他的不一样。
But when he went to a lot of these other religious institutions, what he was expecting from a church was different than what he experienced.
到教会里面去，通常都会听到道理。
Usually, when you go into a church, you hear a sermon.
所以他许多次到教会去，他坐在椅子上面就听这个讲道人在讲道。
So he would go to a church, sit at a pew, and listen to the sermon speaker.
当然，讲道人也会讲圣经了。
And the sermon speaker would talk about the Bible.
那通常圣经引一下就开始讲起很多不同的信息。
And they would usually start just a little bit with the Bible, and then start talking about the rest of the message.
许多次，这位弟兄他后来说，这个台上所讲的道理，他自己内心说，简直是胡说八道。
And many times, when he heard the sermon, in his heart, he thought, he did not agree with it.
因为他内心想说，如果真的讲人的道理，这样讲也不通。
Because he thought, if this is really speaking of humanity, then this doesn't work at all. It's nonsense.
但是他更不是在讲神的道理。
And of course, this is not God's words either.
所以他内心就没办法说阿门，就不知道这个信息是什么。
So in his heart, he could not understand it and not accept this message.
当然，他因为是被邀请去的，所以他也是出于这个面子问题，继续去了几次之后，他就停止去了。
Of course, he was invited to these churches, so he would still go a couple more times, but then he stopped afterwards.
但是内心一直在寻求神。
But in his heart, he continued to seek God.
一直到有一天
，until one day，
他们突然想到，因为他们是在周末的时候像这个星期六，这个早上起床，他想说应该来敬拜神，不知道去哪里。
They suddenly thought that now it's the weekend and we want to go worship God. Where should we go?
那他就开始上网去找。
So they went online and searched.
星期六有聚会的。
Where there is Saturday service.
真耶稣教会。
Which is True Jesus Church.
就按照这个手机上的这个地址就来了。
So they followed their map on their phones and they came.
是他第一次到教会来。
And it's their first time at our church.
他所看到的这个建筑物没有像他想象，他以前去过的，哇，这个会堂都很大，很堂皇，那里面很多人。
The church building itself wasn't as pretty and magnificent as the past churches he's been to.
只是一个住宅区的一个角落，一个房子，一个简单的会堂。
It's a small little house in a residential area. It's a very simple chapel.
那这个停车场小小的，没几部车。
It was a very small parking lot, and there weren't many cars in it.
本来想说，这个地方有神吗
？So they thought, is there God? Is God here?
因为他没有去过，所以他就把车停好，就走进来。
But since they've never been, so they parked their car and entered the chapel.
当他打开了这个教会的门，就进到那个走了阶梯，进了以后
，When they entered into the church building,
他就停在那边停了大概半分钟。
They stopped and listened to the sermon for about half a minute.
他就在门口，站在门口而已。
They stopped at the church door entrance and listened to the sermon.
聚会已经开始了。
So the service has already started.
因为他就到底要往上走还是往下走？因为楼上走上去就是会堂，走下去就是餐厅。
And they weren't sure whether they should continue walking up the stairs, which is to the chapel, or walk down, which is to the dining area.
但是他就站在那边。
So they stood there.
他内心也感动。
And was moved in their heart.
他说这里有神。
They said, here is God.
神就在这里。
God is here.
他不知道为什么会有这种感动。
They don't know why they have this kind of touched in their heart.
后来他就跟他的妻子说。
So he told his wife,
这个地方就是我们应该要来敬拜神的地方。
He said, this is where we must worship God.
这是他的直觉。
This was his intuition.
那后来他就 上楼、去听道理。
So they went upstairs to listen to the sermon.
讲到的是一位姐妹。
And the sermon speaker was a sister.
其实也没有讲什么大道理。
And she didn't say anything profound either.
她只是把圣经这样子、串联起来而已。
She just went through and sequenced through the Bible.
就是这一节经文读完之后，然后她再翻，大家解释一下，翻到下一个经文去。
So she would read one verse, talk about it, and then move on to the next verse.
她当然第一次来，她圣经不是很熟。
So the first time he was there, he wasn't very familiar with
the Bible. 所以很多时候他其实跟不上这个翻圣经的速度。
So oftentimes he could not flip to the Bible verse in time.
那最后只能够看着、这个、投影机 所投影的这个经文。
So he would look at the、slideshow or、the PowerPoint verse.
但是他就很感动。
But he was very moved.
他当时候在聚会的时候就有感动说、啊、这道理让他很震动 很感动。
So during the service, while he was listening to the sermon, he felt very moved.
但他觉得说，我这个地方的人很不一样。
And he felt that the people there were very different.
他的感受就是神就在这里。
He felt that God is here.
因为在这里所讲的是神的道理。
And what is being preached is God's word.
是在讲，是在从圣经里面在读的。
It is from the Bible.
是在分享、信仰的体验的。
It is a sharing of an experience of faith.
那之后他就看到、弟兄姐妹的祷告。
And then he saw the prayer.
就像我们祷告的时候，我们有灵言祷告。
So like how we pray, it was praying in tongues.
他就坐在后面看。
And he was sitting in the back.
那时候他就觉得说，这里的这些人竟然怎么都能够这样子祷告。
And he thought, how could all of these people pray in this way?
他并不会被这个祷告的声音、吓到了。
He was not afraid、of this prayer.
因为他听了道理之后，他觉得说，这些人他们怎么能够用这个方式来祷告，跟神祷告呢？
Because after he listened to the sermon, he was thinking, how could all these people pray in this way to God?
他就感觉到，这些人似乎都很圣洁，能够跟神亲近的。
He felt that all of these people here were pure and holy, and they could draw close to God.
他自己本身，他就觉得说他自己很污秽。
And he felt himself to be very dirty.
他自己觉得很不配，能够来到神的这个殿里。
That he was unworthy to come to the temple of God.
所以后来他在中午在休息的时候，他都很不好意思去跟人家讲话。
So during the lunchtime, he was too embarrassed to talk to anyone.
他自己跟他的妻子就拿个饭在角落这里默默的吃饭。
So he and his wife took a bowl and they were eating at a corner.
不是他不配跟弟兄姐妹讲话。
It was not that they were unworthy to talk to the other brothers and sisters.
而是他自己觉得说他不好意思跟人家讲。
But it was that they themselves felt too embarrassed.
就好像他内心觉得说，我好像做错事的小孩子那。知道人家会看出他的那个错误，他不敢不好意思去。
They felt in their hearts that they were like children who have made a mistake and they were too embarrassed to talk to people.
后来是几个姐妹、就过去跟他们一起吃饭。
And there were a couple of sisters who went over and ate with them.
那这个谈话中，他发现说，这些人都很和善，很谦卑的。
And through their conversation, they realized that these people were all very kind and very humble.
因为他来到教会所看见的。跟他所听见的教会应该有的是一样的。
Because what he saw at church was the same as what he heard from church that what he was expecting in the church to be like.
教会应该是有神、居住的地方。
That a church should be somewhere where God dwells.
也就是说有神在其中。
That God is among them.
那教会里面的人应该是圣洁的。
And the people in church should be holy.
这里的人应该是友善的，应该都是很乐意亲近别人的。
That everyone in church should be kind and friendly.
那这里所讲的就是神的话语。
And what is preached is the words of God.
又有神的灵。
And that there is the spirit of God.
所以当时候他在这里就感受到神就在其中。
So at that moment he felt that God is amidst the church.
从此他就继续到教会来慕道。
So from then on, he continued to seek the truth.
后来也就受洗，全家受洗。
And then their whole family was baptized.
那这个就是今天我们来到神的城，我们所看见的一定要跟我们所听见的是一样。
So today, when we come to the city of God, what we see must be the same as what we hear.
教会是充满神的慈爱的地方。
That the church is somewhere that is full of God's loving kindness.
所以这个作者他在四十八篇的第八节最后他说神必建立这城直到永远。
So this author in Psalm chapter 48 says in the city of God, God will establish it forever.
也就是说这个地方是属神的神在作王。
Which, which means this place belongs to God, that God is king.
这个神的城一定到永远的。
That the city of God is forever.
也就是说它是 永远生命的。
That it has forever life.
然后第九节他说，神啊。
And in verse 9,
我们在你的殿中想念你的慈爱。
It says, we have thought, O God, on your loving kindness in the midst of your temple.
他在这个地方能够感受到神的慈爱。
Which means he can feel God's loving kindness.
然后可以在这里可以享受，也可以 去想说啊，这个在越想的当中就会生出感谢。
And there he can enjoy the loving kindness and develop a feeling of thanksgiving.
那这个你看作者本身他就把这个神的这样的感动把它写下来。
So this author recorded this, him being touched by God.
那这个就是诗篇今天我们所看到的这些信息的。
And this is the message that we see in this psalm.
你看，其实我们今天在神的殿里面，我们如果真的看到了神在当中，我们一定会满心感谢。
Today in the temple of God, if we see God among us, then we will be full of thanksgiving.
那我们一定会愿意去传扬，去跟人家分享神的这个恩典。
And we will be willing to preach and share God's grace with others.
我们看诗篇116篇。
Let us turn to Psalms chapter 116.
诗篇116篇。
Psalm chapter 116.
116篇的第十二节。
Chapter 116 verse 12.
诗篇116篇第十二节。
Psalm chapter 116 verse 12.
我拿什么报答主向我所赐的一切厚恩呢？我要举起救恩的杯，传扬主的名。
12. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? 13. I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord.
你看这里特别提到说，如果我们今天在神的殿里面感受到神的慈爱，我们一定会想要这样子举起他救恩的杯，来传扬他的名。
Here it says that if we feel God's loving kindness in his temple, then we will take up the cup of salvation and call upon his name.
我们真的感受到在来到神的殿，到神的城里面，我们能够看到神的荣耀。
So when we come to God's city and God's temple, we can truly see and experience God's glory.
我们会想要去传扬他的。
And we will want to preach it.
所以这个就是这个作者他本身当时候他的立志。
And this is a determination by the author of the psalm.
我要报答神的恩惠。
That he must repay God's grace.
好，所以传扬主的名。
So he will call upon the name of the Lord.
那我们接下来跳过去看第十七节。
Let us continue to read verse 17.
十七节。
17.
我要以感谢为祭献给你，又要求告主的名。
17. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord.
18-19 节说，我要在他众民面前，在主的殿的院内，在耶路撒冷当中，向主凡我的愿，你们要赞美主。
18. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people. 19. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord.
因为这个时候，这个作者他本身的很感谢神，他说用感谢当作祭物献给神。
The author was very thankful to God, so he said he will offer sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord.
求告神的名，就是向神祷告赞美。
He will
求告神
call upon the name of the Lord.
就是向神祈求，也向神感谢，颂赞。
Which is to pray to the Lord and also to give praise to Him.
那这个就成为我们今天祷告的内容之一了。
So this is one of the contents that we should have in our prayers today.
那所以我们来到神的城里面，我们向神献上感谢为祭。
So when we come to the city of God, we must offer sacrifice of thanksgiving to Him.
那我们会有一个，这里他说要还他的愿，他的愿是什么？
And he must pay his vows. And what is his vows?
我们看第十六节。
Let us look at verse 16.
主啊，我真是你的仆人，我是你的仆人，是你被你的儿子。你已经解开我的绑锁。
16. O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds.
这个就是说，他现在要立志永远为主的仆人来服侍他。
So he has made the determination to be God's servant forever and serve him.
他说，我真是你的仆人。
He said, "Truly, I am your servant."
我是你被你的，我是仆，我是你仆人的儿女。
He said, "I am the son of your servant."
所以，我当然我就是你的仆人。
So of course, I am your servant.
所以，他就是已经发现说，他已经在神的这个殿里面得到自由， 那个罪恶的绑锁已经被松开了，他得自由了。
So he realized that he has been loosed from his bonds of sin, that he has gained his freedom.
今天主的救恩就是要让我们被这个罪所捆绑的这个绳索解开。
That God's saving grace is to loosen the what binds us to sin.
让我们真的得到自由。
So that we can truly gain freedom.
在真理里面，真的能够看到圣洁的好处。
And that in the truth we can see how the benefits of being holy.
我们就真的有那个心里的力量要离开罪恶。
So that we can have the power in our hearts to depart from sin.
当我们祈求祷告，神就帮助我们。
And when we pray to God, God will help us.
所以今天我们在教会里面，我们可以成为一个得自由的人。
So today in church, we can become a free person.
脱离了罪恶的捆绑，脱离了情欲的辖制。
That we can escape from the leashes of sin and lust.
我们当然不再受到魔鬼的辖制。
So that we will no longer be under Satan's dominion.
所以感谢是因为我们今天来到神的城，在神的殿里面，神就在这里。
So we are thankful because we have come to God's city and God's temple, and God is here.
在这里，我们感受到神他的拯救，他的慈爱。
And here we experience God's salvation and His loving kindness.
所以我们来到神的教会，其实有时候我们如果能够数算神的恩典，会越算恩典会越算越多。
So when we come to the church of God, when we count our blessings, we'll realize that there are more and more.
那我们越感谢，我们的内心就越喜乐。
And the more we give thanks, the more joyful we are in our hearts.
这位神是怎样的神？
So, what kind of God is this God?
他是成为我们的避难所的。
He is our shelter.
我们看第四十六篇。
Let us turn to chapter 46.
诗篇四十六篇。
Psalms chapter 46.
四十六篇第一节。
Chapter 46, verse 1.
神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
One, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
第二节，所以地虽然改变，山虽摇动到海心，其中的水虽砰砰翻腾，山虽因海涨而颤抖，我们也不害怕。
Two, therefore we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Three, though its water roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling.
这里特别提到，神我们的避难所，他是我们的力量。
It says here that God is our refuge and strength.
真的在患难危险当中，神他施恩拯救我们。
That in tribulation and danger, God will have mercy on us and save us.
这个神是无所不在的。
That God is omnipresent.
所以我们今天拜神，其实什么地方都可以，没有错的。
So today we.
我们拜神是什么地方都可以拜神的。
Oh, so today we can worship God anywhere.
因为神就在无处不在。
Because God is omnipresent.
神，你看，我们真的每到一个地方，我们如果真的内心感谢，我们求告他，他就听我们。
So no matter where we go, if we give thanks in our hearts and we call upon Him, He will help us.
所以这个神是我们的力量，是我们的避难所，随时的帮助。
So God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
今天虽然环境变动，可能有很多危险在我们周遭，但是我们可以不害怕。
So our environments might be changing, and there might be a constant danger, but we will not be afraid.
所以今天成为神的儿女，就得到神的保护了。
So today we become the children of God, and we have gained His refuge.
那所以这个神他是保护我们性命的神。
So this God is the God that protects our lives.
我们数算神的恩典，我们会发现我们许多在生命当中所能遭遇的危险患难，都是因着神的慈爱和一一化解。我们今天可以坐在这里来聆听道理。
And when we count God's blessings for us, we will realize that a lot of the troubles we face in this world and in our lives are resolved because of God's loving kindness.
是为什么我们坐在神的殿里面，我们要不断的感谢他
？So we can sit here today in the temple of God, and we must continue to give thanks.
因为若不是神，我们今天可能就不存在。
Because if it were not for God, then we might not be here today.
我们今天如果没有神，我们可能没有一个很平安的环境，能够这么舒服的教堂来聚会。
If we do not have God, then we might not have such a safe environment and peaceful environment and such a comfortable chapel.
那所以我们要一直的感谢神。
So we must continue to give thanks.
啊，这个就是以感谢为祭献给神。
So this is to offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving.
那我们来到神的教会，在第四十六篇的第四节特别说，这里有神的一道河。
And chapter 46, verse 4 says that there is a river of God.
这个河的分岔使神的城欢喜。
And whose streams shall make glad the city of God.
这个城就是至高者居住的所，圣所。
The holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High.
第五节说，神在其中，城必不动摇。
Verse 5 says, God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved.
所以在这里说，这个神的城里面有这一道生命的河。
So it says here that in the city of God there is a river of life.
这一道河就是圣灵的这个生命活水。
And this river is the water of the Holy Spirit.
那这个就是今天我们在神的教会里面可以感受到神的灵的充满。
So in the church of God today we can feel the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
神的灵真的会滋润我们的心地。
And God's Spirit will nourish our hearts.
所以领受神的圣灵很重要。
So it is really important to receive God's Holy Spirit.
这一道这个神的城里面有神的河啊，这里有神的宝座。
Because in the city of God there is the river of God and there is the throne of God.
那这个河水啊，这道河啊所流过的地方啊，都得到生命。
And where the river flows through, the land is nourished and has life.
这就是神的教会。
And this is the church of God.
那所以今天我们在神的城里面呢。我们不断的去思想他的慈爱，我们内心充满感谢，把这个感谢当作祭物献给他。
So today in the city of God, we continue to think about God's loving kindness, and we will be filled with thanksgiving, and we offer this thanksgiving to God.
那当我们这样子感谢赞美啊，神的心也得到满足。
And when we give thanks and praise God, God will also be happy.
啊，所以我们看看回来诗篇第五十篇。
So let us turn back to Psalms chapter 50.
诗篇第五十篇的第十四节。
Psalms chapter 50, verse 14.
你们要以感谢为祭献给神，又要向至高者还你的愿。
14. Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High.
第十五节。
15.
并要在患难之日求告我，我必搭救你，你也要荣耀我。
15. Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me.
啊，这个就是一直在强调在神面前应该有的感谢的心。
So this emphasizes again the heart of thanksgiving that we must have before God.
那我们在患难的时候要懂得求告神。
That in the day of trouble we must know to call upon God.
那经历了神的拯救之后，我们一定要懂得荣耀他。
And when we have experienced God's deliverance, we must glorify Him.
那荣耀他也是跟感谢有关系的。
And glorifying God is also related to giving thanks.
哦，所以第二十三节才会说，凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。
That's why in verse 23 it says, "Whoever offers praise glorifies me."
今天我们要把荣耀归给神，最直接的就是要时常感谢神。
So today we say we give glory to God, and the most direct way to do this is to give thanks to Him.
真的，我们什么事情都要感谢的。
We must give thanks to Him for everything.
今天就算遇到一些灾难，我们要感谢神。
Even if we do meet tribulation in this world, in our lives, we still have to give thanks.
因为当我们碰到灾难，我们还可以存活。
Because we survive through these tribulations.
有时候我们自己受苦，但是我们家人得平安，我们感谢神。
Sometimes we suffer, but our family are in peace, so we have to give thanks.
所以其实我们如果一有感谢的心，什么事情都感谢。
So when we have a heart of thanksgiving, we give thanks for everything.
啊，那真的越感谢人，他身上的恩典就越多。
And the more we thank God, the more blessings we have.
啊，所以我们来到神的殿里面，思想神的慈爱，感谢神的恩典。
So when we come to the temple of God, we think of His loving kindness and we thank God for His grace.
我们再看第五十篇的第七节。
Let us now look at verse 7 of chapter 50.
我们来从另外一个角度来思想，我们在神的殿里面应该有的醒悟。
We will study the understanding we should have in the temple of God.
第七节，我的民啊，你们当听我的话，以色列啊，我要劝诫你，我是神，是你的神。
7. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God.
这里神是用第一人称发言的哈。
Here, God uses the first person.
他现在跟他的百姓说，你们要注意听我的话了哈。
He says, Hear, O my people.
我要劝诫你们，表示说有过错， 真的是在神面前有不完全的地方，现在神要提出来。
He says, I will testify against you. So he is saying that the people are lacking in front of, before God, and he will, identify them.
现在神自己先说在先，我是神，我就是你的神。
And God says, I am God, your God.
这位神是事实，但是这位神要成为我们个人的神，是我的神。
So God is God, that is true, but He also has to be your God, our personal God.
神是天地万物的主宰，他很有能力。但他如果跟我没有关系，那其实也没有意义。
God is the Lord of all universe, and He is Almighty. But we have to acknowledge that, or it will have nothing to do with us.
这里神说，我就是你的神。
So here God says, I am God, your God.
表示他很在意我们。
Which means He cares a lot about us.
他希望我们真能够了解，他是看透了内心的。
He wants us to understand that He can see our hearts.
我们看第八节。
Let us read verse 8.
我并不是因你的祭物责备你，你的燔祭藏在我的面前。
8. I will not rebuke you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings, which are continually before me.
第九节
Verse 9.
我不会从你家里面取公牛，也不会从你的圈内取山羊。
9. I will not take a bull from your house, nor goats out of your folds.
也就是说，你的这些祭物，神都不会跟你要的啦。
So he's saying that all of these sacrifices, God will not take it.
神说第十节开始，他说：“这个树林里面、野地里面所有的百兽都是我的。”
Verse 10 says, "For every beast of the forest is mine."
第十一节，山中的飞鸟我知道，野地的走兽也是属我。
Verse 11 says, "I know all the birds of the mountains and the wild beasts of the field are mine."
十二节，我若是饥饿，我不用告诉你，因为世界和其中所充满都是我的。
If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all of its fullness.
那神会饥饿吗？不会。
Does God get hungry? No.
神需要吃肉吗？不用。
Does God need to eat meat? No.
神需要喝动物的血吗？也不要。
Does God need to drink the blood of animals? No.
所以第十三节，我岂吃公牛的肉呢？我岂喝山羊的血吗？都是火定，都不用。
Verse 13 asks, "Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats?" And that is negative. No.
但是为什么那个神的百姓还要时常把燔祭献在他面前呢？
So why do God's people have to give offerings and sacrifices to God?
因为借这个献祭的这个动作，其实神的名表达他们感谢的心。
And through the action of, because through the action of sacrificing and offering, they're representing their heart of thanksgiving.
但是他们是把祭物放在神面前，但是不是真的从内心里面感谢神。
So they put their offerings before God, but they are not truly thanking God from their hearts.
所以这些神的名，这个献祭的心态跟动机其实错误的，在神面前不正，所以神特别要责备。
So the incentive behind giving these offerings before God are not true, are not correct, so God rebukes them.
因为虽然这样做，但是并不是出于感谢，不是真的是知道说这都是从神来的，所以我很乐意这样做。
Because although they have these actions, but it does not come from being thankful to God, so God rebukes them.
所以神他这里特别说，你们要以感谢为祭献给他。
So here it says specifically that you have to offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving.
神在意的就是我们真的那个从内心里面的感谢的那个心。
Because what God cares about is the true heart of thanksgiving.
其实以献祭来表达对神的感谢，这是在律法里面神所特别要百姓这样做的。
So having sacrifices and offerings is something that God dictated in the laws.
他们也是知道说要顺服神的这个心意，要这样做才是合神的标准。
And the people know that they have to obey God's will and do so.
但是从这段圣经我们看到，神他真正的重点，他的心意不是我们奉献给他多少礼物的问题。
But from this passage in the Bible, we see that what God truly cares about is not how much we're offering to Him.
而是我们人到底在神面前是不是真的用心灵跟诚实在拜他的。
But whether we are truly worshiping Him with truth and spirit.
神他不是在意这些祭物的，他不需要人的这些供物。
God does not care for or need these sacrifices.
神在意的就是我们真的从内心真实的感谢。
What God cares about is our heartfelt thanksgiving.
所以那个过去我们所看到选民的历史，他们在那个黑暗的时代里面，都是好像都是有在献祭、在敬拜，但是其实对神来说，他们什么都没有。
So if we look at the history of God's chosen people, we see that in the dark ages, they continue to give offerings and sacrifices, but it doesn't seem to be out of thanksgiving.
也就是说，这个说百姓他们的那个信仰，实际上已经没有表面化，没有内心实质的感谢跟那种敬拜的意识，但是表面上还是这样做。
So those people, their faith has become superficial, and they don't have true thanksgiving in their hearts.
所以以赛亚书哈提出这样一句 一个信息。
So in Isaiah, it gives this message.
我们看以赛亚书第一章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 1.
以赛亚书的第一章。
Isaiah chapter 1.
我们看第十七节。
Let us read verse 17.
神。哦，我们看，我们看啊、第十，我们看第十二节，第十二节比较清楚。
Let us read verse 12.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
他说：“你们来朝见我，谁向你们讨这些呢？谁向你们使你们践踏我的言语呢
？”12. When you come to appear before me, who has required this from your hand to trample my courts?
十三节，你们不要再献虚浮的供物，香品是我所憎恶的。月朔安息日并宣召大会也是我所憎恶的。做罪孽又所严肃会，我也不能容忍。
13. Bring no more futile sacrifices. Incense is an abomination to me. The new moons, the Sabbaths, and the calling of assemblies, I cannot endure iniquity and the sacred meeting.
14. 14. 你们的月朔和节期，我心里越恨恶，我都以为麻烦，我担当便不耐烦。
14. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hates. They are a trouble to me. I am weary of bearing them.
你看这一段圣经，就提出当时选民曾经有过一段非常黑暗、很肤浅的信仰的状态。
So in this passage in the Bible, we see that there was a dark ages of the chosen people when their faith was superficial.
神就说你们所献的这些祭物对我什么有好处呢？没有好处。
God says these sacrifices are futile.
这些公羊的血，这些所谓的公牛，对神来说我都不喜悦。
That all of these sacrifices are not pleasing to God's eyes.
是因为第十三节那里说，这个百姓做罪孽，但是又守筵束会。
Because it says in verse 13 that the people they have iniquity, but they also have sacred meetings.
也就是说，他们在外面，在神的这个圣所之外，他们是满手污秽的，但是也是很虔诚的来到神的面前来敬拜。
That so the people outside of God's holy temple, they are full of sin, but inside they appear to be holy. And humble.
这样的一个行为，第十五节，神说：“你们举手祷告，我必遮眼不看；就是你们多多的祈祷，我也不听。你们的手都满了杀人的血。”
So in verse 15, God says, "When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood."
哦，那个，这个你们的手满了血啊，这个血当然就是不义的血啊，表示中文就是把它翻译加上去，变成杀人，就是做罪孽的血。
So when it says your hands are full of blood, this blood is means full of sin, and in Chinese it even says the blood of murder.
那这个你说他们，你看这些神的民呢，举手祷告，神不看。
So when God's chosen people they raise their hands and pray, God will hide.
多多祈祷，神也不听。
And no matter how much they pray, God will not hear.
那这样子，这个真的就是浪费时间。
And so this is a waste of time.
对神来说，根本。百姓离他很远。
To God, his people are far from him.
虽然好像从物质上来，他们来到神面前。
Although physically they seem to come before God.
那这个是为什么呢
？And why is that?
是因为我们人其实忘记了神所真的要的内涵。
It is because we people have forgotten that the true essence that God wants.
神要我们什么
？What does God want?
要我们真正敬拜的心。
He wants a true heart of worship.
真的在神面前。这个敬虔的敬拜了。
To truly be humble when we're worshiping before Him.
看回来诗篇五十篇。
Let us turn back to Psalms chapter 50.
诗篇五十篇。
Psalms chapter 50.
他要对我们讲了一句很严厉的话。
God says a very strict statement.
第十六节。
In verse 16.
但神对恶人说：“你怎么敢传我的律例，口中提到我的约呢？”
16. But to the wicked, God says, "What right have you to declare my statutes or take my covenant in your mouth?"
17.
17.
其实你恨恶管教，将我的言语丢在背后。
17. 17, seeing you hate instruction and cast my words behind you.
18节,
18.
你见了盗贼就乐意与他同伙，又与行奸淫的人一同有份。
When you saw a thief, you consented with him and have been a partaker with adulterers.
19节, 你口认说恶言，你舌编造诡诈。
19, you give your mouth to evil and your tongue frames deceit.
20, 20. 你坐着毁谤你的兄弟，残毁你亲母的儿子。
You sit and speak against your brother, you slander your own mother's son.
21节,
21.
你行了这些事，我还闭口不言。我想，你想我恰和你一样，其实我要责备你，将这些事摆在你眼前。
21. These things you have done and I kept silent. You thought that I was altogether like you, but I will rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes.
22节,
22.
你们忘记神的，要思想这事，免得我把你们撕碎，无人搭救。
Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver.
这段圣经讲得非常的严厉。
So this passage is very harsh.
神也讲得非常的露骨，讲得很明白。
And God was very clear and very direct.
这些恶人是谁？
Who are these wicked?
这是一开始，这里一开头的那个神的民，神说我要把我的民都召集来听我的话。
So here in the beginning of the chapter it says, I shall gather all and so that they can hear my words.
站在神面前的他的百姓。
So the people who stand before God.
但是现在 对神来说，这些人成为恶人。
So to God, these people are now wicked.
因为这些人他们还是在传讲神的话，神的律例，还在口中提神的约呢。
Because they declare God's statutes and take God's covenant in their mouth.
但是其实内心里面是恨恶管教的，是不听神的话语，是悖逆的。
But in their hearts, they hate God's instruction, and they have cast God's words behind them.
将神的话语丢在背后，这是没有在遵行的。
That so they do not follow, they disobey God's words.
而且是跟着社会一起污秽的，是同流合污的，不是分别为圣的。
And they share in the iniquities and sin of this world.
嘴巴讲的是恶言，是残谤人的坏话。
And what they speak from their mouths are evil.
内心里面其实想说，我做这种事，其实好像也没事，我也好好的。
And in their hearts, they think, even if I do these things, I am fine.
因为当这些人行恶事的时候，神闭口不言，神并没有讲什么话。
Because when these people they do such evil, God is silent.
结果这样子的行为的人，他想说，哎，你想我恰和你一样，就是跟你一样，哦，那做这个恶事没关系。
So these people thought God was altogether like them, and he's okay with them doing evil.
但是第21节，神说，其实我要责备你，我要把这件事摆在你的眼前。
But in verse 21, God continues and says, I will rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes.
因为这段信息给我们每一个人都是一个非常重要的提醒。
So this passage gives all of us a very important reminder.
我们一定要在神面前成为非常真诚的人。
That we have to be very true and genuine people in front of God.
我们今天不管在教会里面还是教会还是社会里。
No matter whether we are in church or in society,
我们是在人的前面还是在人的背后都没关系。
Whether we are before men or somewhere in private,
我们一定要了解神无处不在，神看透我们的一举一动，看透我们的心思意念。
We must know that God is omnipresent and He sees everything we do and He sees our hearts.
图记外表的这个敬虔在神面前是没有功用的。
So superficial humility is of no worth in front of God.
我们今天认识神的，我们更需要敬畏神，真的从内心里面去遵行他的话语。
Especially those of us who know God, we must worship Him and fear Him even more.
哦，所以今天在神面前的恶人，不是那个真的是需要去作奸犯科的才是恶人。
So those who are wicked before God are not just the ones who sin and break the law in this world.
在神眼中的恶人是把神忘记的人。
Those who are wicked before God are those who forget about Him.
因为第二十二节他说你们忘记神的，跟第十六节说神对恶人所说的，这是同样一段，在讲同样一个人。
Because what in verse 22 God says, you who forget God are the same people who in verse 16 God says are wicked.
就是这些没有在真的遵行神的话语的这些人，其实在神眼中就是恶了。
Which are those who disobey God's words, and to God these people are wicked.
神对那个伪装的善是最痛恶的。
So God truly hates hypocrites.
因为神本身他是真实的，神是真的。
Because God is true.
啊，所以是要他的百姓也都是很真。
So He wants His people to be true.
所以今天这个社会很多时候我们都学着会伪装。
So in our society today, we have learned to hide behind masks.
在神的教会里面，在神的城里面，很有可能也是有这样的情况发生的。
And even in the church of God, in the city of God, this might be a phenomenon that happens.
所以有时候我们人哦，都是看外表的。
So a lot of times we judge by appearance.
所以如果我们只是要欺骗别人，其实用外表是可以掩饰过去的。
If we want to deceive others, it is easy to do so with our appearance.
但是神是欺瞒不得的。
But we cannot deceive God.
其实神看透我们的每一个动机。
Because God can see everything.
神今天如果我们记住神，他是无处不在，监察一切。
So we must remember that God is omnipresent and He knows all.
我们在神面前，我们就一定会谨慎。
So before God, we will be cautious.
我们在人背后，我们一定很谨守。
And even in private, we will continue to preserve God's
word. 也就是说，我们不管在什么场合，在什么地方，面对什么环境，我们一直都是持守真理，也是遵行真理的人。
So no matter where we are and in what kind of situation, we must continue to keep God's words and follow the truth.
所以今天神他最后要审判一切。
So in the end, God will judge all.
我们一定要醒悟，我们一定要在神面前有一个非常诚实的心。
And we must have this understanding that we need a true heart before God.
神他事实上是愿意赦免过犯的。
God is willing to forgive our sins.
有时候我们人会像这里所说的那种在做表面性的敬拜，其实是为了要掩藏内心的不安，怕神责备，怕神刑罚。
Sometimes we do this superficial worship because in our hearts we're afraid of God's punishment.
以为我们用这样的祭物来献给神，就可以得到神的喜爱，那神就会赦免。
We think that if we offer these sacrifices to God, then God will be pleased and He will forgive us.
其实神不是要这些的。
But this is not what God wants.
神真的要什么？
He wants. What does He want?
要我们一个愿意悔改的心。
He wants a heart that is willing to repent.
我们犯错，但是我们愿意改变。
That when we sin, we are willing to change.
所以你现在我们如果继续读第五十一篇。
So if we continue to read chapter 51,
我们就会看到一个非常真诚的悔改的祷告。
We will see a prayer of repentance.
那这个就是今天我们在神面前应该要存的一个很清正的心。
And this is the kind of heart that we must have before God.
因为我们其实没有一个人是完全的，我们在世上难免有过犯。
Because none of us here are perfect, we all have faults and sins.
因此，当我们在神的殿里面，我们真的醒悟，就是我们愿意认罪悔改。
So in the temple of God, we must have the understanding to acknowledge our sins and repent.
我们相信神的慈爱，他是愿意赦免过犯的，只要我们真的愿意改变。
We must believe in God's loving kindness that He is willing to forgive us, and we must be willing to change.
诗篇五十一篇。
Psalms chapter 51.
我们看第一节。
Verse 1.
神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜恤我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯。
1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions.
第二节，求你将我的罪孽洗除净尽，并洁除我的罪。
2. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.
3. 节，因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪常在我的面前。
3. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me.
第四节，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。
For against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge.
第五节，我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
5. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me.
这一段圣经就在讲这个当时候诗篇的作者大卫，他怎么样愿意在神面前认罪悔改，求神赦免。
So this passage talks of how David he acknowledged his transgressions before God and repented.
他能够勇敢的认罪求赦免的基础，是因为他知道神的慈爱。
He had the courage to acknowledge his sins and ask God to forgive him because he knows of God's loving kindness.
他知道神是公义的。
He knows that God is righteous.
所以神是慈爱又公义。
So God is loving and righteous.
神他是愿意赦免过犯。
That he is willing to forgive our transgressions.
神也知道我们人是实际上都是犯错的。
And God knows that we often sin.
所以你看今天一个人如果懂得知道自己的过犯，愿意求神赦免，其实神是乐意赦免人的。
So someone who is willing to acknowledge his transgressions and ask for forgiveness, God is happy to forgive.
神有丰盛的慈悲。
Because God has an abundance of love and mercy.
我们人的罪，在神用生命的神以耶稣基督付上生命的代价之后，都可以赦免。
Because Lord Jesus Christ gave His life in order to forgive us and cleanse our sins.
那神现在最期待的是什么？
So what does God want from us?
我们看第六节。
Let us look at verse 6.
你所喜爱的就是内里诚实，你在我隐秘处必使我得智慧。
Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom.
所以神喜爱的是我们内心真正的诚实啊，这是很实在的。
So God desires the truth in the inward parts.
我们今天这个诚实的心，在神面前这样的一个心所发出的敬拜，才真的有功效。
That our true inward heart that we truly worship, and that is when there will be power.
主耶稣在约翰福音第四章这样说。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 4, Lord Jesus Christ says.
约翰福音第四章。
Gospel of John, chapter 4.
第四章二十四节。第二十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 23.
约翰福音四章二十三节。
John chapter 4, verse 23.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样人拜他。
23. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship.
二十四节，神是个灵，所以拜他必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
24. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth.
那这里特别让我们看到说，神真正所要的啊，就是这个诚实的心。
Here it tells us that what God desires is a true heart.
神啊，他愿意赐给人智慧，让我们可以明白醒悟他真正的心意。
God is willing to give people wisdom so that we can understand that we have to have such a heart.
所以，当我们在神的殿里面有这样的醒悟认知之后，我们一定可以很放心的跟他祈求。
So when we have this understanding in the temple of God, then we can be courageous and pray to Him.
今天我们人的罪啊，其实如果仔细看圣经，他所告诉我们有三个方面的。
So there are three aspects of sin.
你看，我们都是妈妈生下来的，就是圣经说在罪里面出生的，没有一个例外。
We are all conceived in iniquity, so in the Bible we are all born in sin.
因为亚当夏娃犯罪之后，现在所有的他们的后代都在罪里面出生。
Because Adam and Eve sinned, so all of their descendants are born in sin.
这是没有一个人能够逃避的事实。
And there is no exception. This applies to all of us.
第二种罪是我们自己所犯的过犯。
The second type of sin is our transgressions.
我们可能嘴巴说谎言。
So maybe we lie.
我们可能去偷别人的东西。
Maybe we steal.
我们可能真的是做了一些法律上禁止的事情。
Maybe we actually broke the law.
所以这个就是过犯，我们自己的罪，我们自己真的所犯的罪。
These are transgressions that we have done ourselves.
其实我们从小到大，我们很难避免不犯错。
Growing up, it's very hard that we don't make any transgressions.
律法越多，我们犯错机会越多。
And the more laws there are, the more possibility of breaking the law.
因为每一条律法都是要来定我们的罪的。
Because every law is to condemn us.
所以我们其实没有一个人可以拍胸脯说我没犯罪。
So none of us can say confidently that we have never transgressed.
我们如果有罪，我们就应该受刑罚。
And if we have transgressed in sins, we should be punished.
第三种罪。
The third type of sin,
就是我们内心所想的。
Are those the thoughts that we have in our hearts?
这个叫做罪性，我们被这个罪性控制的。
This is a sinful nature, and we are controlled by this sinful nature.
有时候我们内心充满骄傲、自负。
So sometimes our hearts are filled with arrogance.
我们内心充满愤怒。
And pride and anger.
有时候甚至充满仇恨。
Sometimes even filled with hatred.
我们内心可能充满淫乱的思想。
Or lustful thoughts.
但是我们在表面上、行为上，我们并没有做出来。
But superficially in our appearance and actions, we do not act out on them.
但是这些思想、这个内心的这种邪恶，神都知道。
But these sinful and evil thoughts, God also knows.
所以这个罪性，我们人在罪里面出生，这个就是一种好像人，你一定会这样做的。
So everyone has this sinful nature.
只是时候还没有到而已。 或者还没有机会犯出来而已。
But we just haven't had the chance to act upon them.
圣经提醒我们说，我们在神面前，我们这些罪孽，我们都需要承认。
So the Bible reminds us that before God, we must acknowledge all of these sins.
我们现在了解了神的慈爱，我们愿意的很大声、勇敢的跟他祈求。
Now that we understand God's loving kindness, we must be courageous and loudly pray to Him.
我们可以请求神来洁净我们。
We must ask God to cleanse us.
我们请看第五十一篇的第十节。
Let us turn to chapter 51, verse 10.
诗篇五十一篇第十节。
Psalms chapter 51, verse 10.
神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
11. 11.
11.
不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。
Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me.
12. 12. 求你使我能得救恩之乐，是我乐意的灵扶持我。
12. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit.
哦，这个就是祷告。
So this is his prayer.
今天我们在祷告当中一定要有这样的祈求神给我们一个清洁的心的这样的内容。
So in our prayers today, we must have the content of asking God to give us a clean heart.
那我们内心常常充满喜乐，能够有一个坚定的心的意志来遵守神的话语。
And we must ask God to give us the determination to follow God's words.
神所爱的不是这些表面的东西。
What God loves are not these physical, superficial things.
因为第十六节他这样说。
Because in chapter 16 it says,
你本不喜爱祭物，若喜爱，我就献上燔祭，你也不喜悦。
16, for you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offerings.
17节，神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise.
所以主耶稣基督他已经把神的这个慈爱彰显在世人眼前。
Lord Jesus Christ has shown his loving kindness before men.
因为他自己愿意为我们的罪牺牲他的生命来付出这个罪的赎价。
Because he himself was willing to sacrifice his life for our sins and pay this ransom.
我们今天可以勇敢的呼喊主耶稣是拯救我的神。
So today we can courageously call out that God is our Savior.
他是乐意来扶持我们的。
That He is willing to help us.
所以我们一个很坦然无惧的心来到他面前祈求他的帮助。
So we must come before God and ask Him for help with a heart that is without fear.
那我们最后一定可以在这个信仰上不断的成长，像一棵树一直都是发旺结果子的。
So that we can continue to grow in our faith like a tree that grows and bears fruit.
我们的内心诚实，我们的嘴巴真的是说出恩言，不是说出诡诈的话。
That our hearts are true and what we speak are words that are not of deceit but of good.
我们外表的行为跟我们内心所想的会是一致的。
And that what we act on the outside is consistent with what we are thinking in the inside.
真的在神的爱当中，在神的殿里面醒悟的人他一定是一直发旺结果子的。
So those who have understanding in God's temple and God's love, they will continue to grow and bear fruits.
我们看五十二篇第八节。
Let us turn to chapter 52, verse 8.
这就是我们的目标。
This is our goal.
五十二篇第八节说：“至于我，就像神殿中的青橄榄树，我永永远远依靠神的慈爱。”
Verse 8, but I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever.
第九节， 9. 我要称谢你直到永远，因为你行了这事。我也要在你圣名面前仰望你的名，这名本为美好。
I will praise you forever because you have done it, and in the presence of your saints, I will wait on your name for it is good.
愿我们都能够成为神圣殿里面青橄榄树不断的结果子。
May you all be able to become a green olive tree in the house of God and bear fruit.
这是柔美又清脆，充满生命力，来让神得荣耀的。
That it is green and beautiful and full of life, so that God's name can be glorified.
我们能够彰显出神的荣耀，我们嘴巴不断的感谢圣颂赞。
So that we can manifest the glory of God and we can continue to give thanks with our mouths.
我们能够在众民面前不断的去宣扬主耶稣的名。
And that before all men we can continue to proclaim God's words.
能够成为他美好的见证人。
and become and testify for God's.
让更多人能够来得到这个救恩。
For God's grace, and that more people can receive His salvation.
我们在他的殿里面永永远远依靠他的慈爱。
And that in His temple we can forever and ever continue to receive God's grace. Let us sing Him.
396首。
396.